Hey, book lovers, and welcome back to the Booklicious podcast, where we talk stories that move us, haunt us, and make us question our own hearts. I'm your host, and today we're diving into a story that asks one of the most haunting what-ifs of all time. If you could go back and redo one moment in your life, would you? We're talking about Twice, the latest novel by Mitch Albom. Yes, the same author who gave us Tuesdays with Morrie and The Five People You Meet in Heaven. It's a story about love, regret, and the cost of second chances. And trust me, by the end of this episode, you'll probably be questioning which moments in your own life you'd be brave enough to relive. So, Twice tells the story of Alfie Logan, a man who discovers something extraordinary when he's just 8 years old. He learns that if he says the word twice and taps his body, he can literally repeat a moment in his life. One moment. One do-over. At first, it's just a fun little trick, like redoing a baseball swing or retaking a test. But as Alfie grows older, this strange ability starts shaping his entire existence. And here's where it gets interesting and kind of sad. The novel actually opens with Alfie in a police station in the Bahamas, being interrogated for suspiciously winning millions at a casino. Instead of defending himself, he hands the investigator a notebook. That notebook? It's his life story. And that's the story we read. A confession, a memory, and a desperate attempt to explain how his ability to do things twice became both a gift and a curse. Now, Mitch Albom isn't writing a science fiction epic here. The time travel element isn't about physics, it's about morality. There's a rule to Alfie's power. When he redoes a moment, it changes everything that comes after. And while he can alter outcomes, fix mistakes, chase love, even win at gambling, he can't control how people's hearts respond the second time around. In other words, you can redo the moment, but not the emotions that follow. It's a brilliant twist on the whole second chance fantasy, because what if your redo actually erases the love or happiness you were trying to save? Let's talk about the writing. If you've read Mitch Albom before, you know his voice. Gentle, straightforward, and sincere. He's not here to dazzle you with literary fireworks. He's here to talk to you, like a friend or a teacher with a story that matters. The book moves quickly, told in short chapters that jump between Alfie's confessions and his memories. There's this almost cinematic rhythm to it, the kind of story you could easily imagine as a limited series or a thoughtful film. Some readers have called it simple. I'd call it deliberate. Albom's not hiding behind complexity. He's using simplicity to hit emotional truths directly. Let's talk about Alfie himself, our flawed, fascinating main character. He's not a villain, but he's also not a saint. Alfie's selfish at times, reckless, and sometimes painfully human. He uses his power the way many of us might, first out of curiosity, then out of guilt, and finally out of desperation. Then there's Gianna, the love of his life and the emotional center of the novel. She's warm, intelligent, and in many ways represents what Alfie stands to lose when he keeps trying to fix everything. The tragedy? Every time Alfie tries to make things right, he risks unraveling the very love that gives his life meaning. And that's the heart of Twice. Sometimes the more we try to rewrite the past, the more we destroy the present. What makes Twice stand out isn't its time-twisting premise, it's what Albom does with that idea. This book is really about consequences, about learning to live with regret rather than erasing it. The story reminds us that pain, loss, and failure are what make our lives whole. Every moment, even the hard ones, shape who we are. And Albom delivers that message with his usual tenderness. Never preachy, just honest. It's one of those novels that lingers because it feels personal, like it's quietly speaking to something we've all wished for at least once. If only I could do that over. There's a lot to love here. First, Albom's ability to make big ideas feel intimate. He takes something as grand as time travel and turns it into a very human story about one man's choices. Second, the pacing. The book is short, easy to follow, and emotionally clear. You don't have to wrestle with it. It flows naturally, like a story told over coffee. And finally, album's signature tone. Compassionate, earnest, and hopeful. Even when he breaks your heart a little bit, you can tell he's doing it to show you something true about life. Now, to be fair, Twice isn't perfect. Some readers might find the moral clarity too neat, like it wraps lessons in a bow, instead of leaving space for messiness. A few characters feel more symbolic than real, especially those orbiting Alfie's journey. And if you're a fan of more complex or ambiguous storytelling, think The Time Traveler's Wife or Before the Coffee Gets Cold, you might crave a bit more depth or unpredictability. Still, those critiques don't outweigh the novel's emotional honesty. Album knows what kind of story he's telling, and he tells it with conviction. So, who is Twice really for? If you loved Tuesdays with Morrie or The Five People You Meet in Heaven, you'll feel right at home here. It's heartfelt, accessible, and full of that signature album warmth. It's a perfect pick for readers who want a reflective, emotional story, something you can finish in a weekend but think about for days. It's also a great book club choice because everyone will have that one question ready. If you could redo a single moment, would you? In the end, Twice isn't about time travel. It's about time itself. It's about how fleeting, fragile, and irreplaceable every second can be. It's about how regret can be both our greatest teacher and our hardest burden. And it's about how sometimes the best thing we can do isn't to go back, but to go forward, wiser and more grateful than before. Mitch Albom reminds us once again that the simplest stories often hold the deepest truths. That's it for today's episode of the Booklicious podcast. If you've read Twice, I'd love to know what moment you would redo, or if you'd choose to leave your life exactly as it is. Don't forget to subscribe, share this episode with your fellow readers. Until then, keep reading, keep feeling, and remember, sometimes once is enough.